The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer. We're at South Valley Seed at Wheaton. Gary Yost is with us. And, Gary, introduce us to the business, if you would. Give us the history.
Good morning. Gary Yost, South Valley Seed. I started out with a partner 20 years ago and bought him out 4 or 5 years ago. So I'm the main owner ever since then.
So what kind of footprint do you cover in this region?
Travis County mostly, and we do travel into South Dakota, have a few customers in South Dakota.
So you look past 20 years, how do you see the business, how has it changed?
Lots of things have changed. The prices, of course, the prices. First year or two we started selling, it was $37.51, and I've been tried to keep it to $100 a bag. We're not quite there no more. But the GMOs, the traits, they changed the prices. But you are paying more per acre for seed, but you are also getting more defense, more offense. You are getting a little bit bigger buck.
No doubt a lot of choices for these growers. What do you see growers looking at in your territory?
I see last few years we've seen a bigger switch to Liberty soybeans, and I think next year we're going to see even more Liberty soybeans. A few years ago, it was a lot of triple stack on the corn. We are seeing a ratchet down to more Roundup-only corn because of expenses, and probably the same again next year.
So how would you gauge the crop in this area, Gary?
Very good. We started just a little bit late on the corn, but with the heat, we caught up very nicely. So we're actually ahead on corn. Beans were probably right on. Beans are starting to turn now. Sidex has started chopping around here, so corn is at least two-thirds milk line, so things progressing pretty fast here.
Yeah, it's amazing with the heat units we've had how things caught up and move beyond what we've had for a normal year. How close do you think harvest is going to be?
I think soybeans will be a couple weeks, and there might be some corn a couple weeks too. Some guys are going to try to, it would not surprise me if they did a little bit of corn before soybeans. If the temperatures are warm, it's not going to take a lot of propane. And get some of that corn out of the way and maybe get that to town before the lines get long.
Might be a year we're switching back and forth.
It could be that, yep. But it looks like it'll be worth it.
Nice crop coming.
Nice crop. Gary Yost with us from South Valley Seed at Wheaton. It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.